Birth of something inside. Naissance d'une chose antérieure. 1967. Sculpture made from Puinay stone, Burgundy, by Yvon Avouscon. 1928 to 2012. Situated in the Olympic Village, this work evokes the origins of time. Two huge stone blocks enclose a third smaller one with rounded edges. A large opening has been made in the side of one of the blocks to contain, like a matrix, a smaller rounded form. In this huge ensemble, a fecund dialogue is put in place between the voids and filled-in spaces, the imposing volumes and the nooks and crannies, the darker areas and the surfaces bathed in light. This sculpture, made of huge forms, illustrates the originality of Avouscon's formal language, translating his private and secret world, echoing the notion of meditation and telluric forces. Three fundamental elements define his work: the spirit of order, a taste for geometry, and a passion for stone. The work was made within the framework of the first French Symposium of Sculpture in 1967. This international rendezvous for artists expressed the town of Grenoble's desire to confront sculptors with the urban structures that accompanied the organisation of the 1968 Winter Olympics. Around 15 works were thus created in situ, from the northern entrance of the town to the Olympic Village and through Paul Mistral Park. After having discovered Rodin, Bordel, Brancusi and Zadkin, the great masters of modern sculpture, Yvon Avouscon met Germaine Richier, who helped him find his own artistic pathway. However, moving little by little away from figuration, from the early 60s onwards, he devoted himself to creating monumental works in public spaces. The most well-known piece embodies the Gateway to the Sun on a motorway service area near Montélimar. This work was commissioned by the town of Grenoble in 1967. The town of Grenoble has more than 150 works installed in public places that we invite you to discover, thanks to several trails across the town and on the grenoble-patrimoine.fr website. These trails have been created with the help of the Department of Isère and the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes Regional Cultural Affairs Directorate.